Haley had lost her damn mind. That was the only explanation for why she was standing in front of her mirror in her robe with her hands wringing in front of her. It all seemed like a dream. But from the way her heart beat in her chest, she knew it was real. Far too real. 1 minute she'd been making coffee trying to figure out how she'd get out of drinks or whatever with Brody, and the next she was standing in Sloane's office saying yes to a date. With him. It didn't make sense. The moment she'd stepped back into her cafe, she'd known she'd made a mistake flirting with Brody. While she'd wanted to stand up and take a step in a direction that didn't include her waiting for a man who would never truly want her, she hadn't meant to take a leap that fast. It wasn't that Brody wasn't attractive, and he'd been sweet to her. It was more that he wasn't for her. And while at the time she'd thought Sloane would never be for her either, she knew she didn't want Brody like that. It had been a lapse in judgment, and one she would have had to fix right away. Only Brody had shown up all apologetic smiles, saying he wouldn't be staying. While she should have felt hurt that he would back out so quickly, she could only feel relief. He seemed like a nice guy, with perhaps a dangerous edge, but she didn't want him the way she should. Even for a cup of coffee with a bit of flirtation. She'd smiled back and said she understood, though she hadn't truly understood his quick change of mind, even if she'd been relieved. When she'd asked him if there was anything wrong, he'd told her to ask Sloane about it, and she'd had to clutch the sides of the counter hard. After dropping that bomb, the damn man had just walked out of her cafe, hands in his pockets with a smile on his face. It didn't make sense. Why would Sloane have anything to do with Brody backing out of their almost date? So when she'd stormed over to Montgomery Inc., angry and hurt that Sloane would dare to interfere, especially when he hadn't done anything when it came to her and him at all, she'd been ready to tear him a new one. No one had been more surprised than her when he'd asked her out, or rather, when he'd told her they were going out. She wasn't quite sure how it had happened, only that she'd raised her chin and said yes. She shouldn't have, she knew. The man hadn't wanted her until someone else had taken a chance. That wasn't how relationships were supposed to start. He wasn't supposed to keep her at arm's length, waiting for him to make up his mind. That wasn't fair to her, wasn't fair to him. And yet she'd been weak. She'd said yes.